Hi, and welcome to Radio Gaga at Planet FM 104.6, sharing life and experiences from disabled people, by disabled people, for disabled people. Each week, we bring you stories based around our multiple abilities. You don't have to wait any longer to listen to insightful views, news, and reviews from around your community. We invite you to join us as we show you our community. Radio Gaga wants you to understand our dreams for a truly inclusive Auckland.
Welcome to Radio Gaga on 104.6 with Josh, myself, and a special guest, Mish. I met Mish at Don's Le Noir, the Dine in the Dark restaurant, in March this year when the restaurant first opened. How are you today, Mish?
Hi, guys. I'm good.
She's one of the most bubbly guides that we have at the restaurant, and she can't be compared to anything. So we bonded over putting makeup on when we go to work, and no one else does that. So we totally bonded, and we're a complete sisterhood. So I'm so happy she's here today. And how are you today, Josh?
Very good. My stomach's playing up at the moment, but I am fine for now.
Gosh, well, I hope you don't have a yucky tummy until Christmas. That wouldn't be very good. You won't have to have a lamb. I'm not looking forward to cooking that. So on today's show, we have some heavy metal rock Christmas music for you.
Yeah.
And we'll start off with Metallica, Carol of the Bells. Was Frosty the Snowman with Chris Janey. Josh, do you ever bother with Christmas lights?
In my family house, yes.
God, do you put them outside or on a tree? Where do you put them?
My next door neighbours, they have decked out their whole house with lights.
All right, well, I'm only starting my collection at home myself, and I bought some lights to put on my tree, and I also had some second-hand lights from my dad, so that was a bit of a mission, untangling them, and especially being visually impaired. It was just all the cords were twisted up with each other, and as well, it had knots, so that made it even trickier. So I sat on my lounge floor for 3 hours and untangling these blimmin' lights, and I won't be doing that again. So I really want to share with you some 10 life hacks for Christmas, and hopefully you can get something out of it.
Hacks for Christmas? Really?
Really.
If you're in need of a last-minute gift idea, check this out. Grab an empty bag of chips and search around the house for something you think could work as a gift. Clean the chip bag and turn it inside out, then carefully place your gift inside and twist the bag at the top. All you need to do now is grab a ribbon, tie a bow, and your instant gift is ready to go. Now, if you don't have a ribbon handy, it's no problem. Just cut the top inch off the chip bag and tie that on instead. It should be just enough to get you by in your time of need. If you've got rolls of wrapping paper that you want preserved, head to the kitchen and finish up some leftovers so you can salvage the aluminum foil. Now cut the foil into a square that's a couple inches longer than a toilet paper tube. Next, you'll need to make a cut down the side of the toilet tube so you can wrap the foil around the outside and fold the edges inward to hold it in place. Push the foil in at the ends, and now you've got a decorative clasp that will clamp down around your tube and hold your wrapping paper in place. Your decorative wrap is preserved for another year. With internet and email becoming so common, you may not have any envelopes to send out Christmas letters. Rather than going out and buying some, just take your letter and crease it in the center, then fold opposite corners into the center line. Fold the two edges next, then with a slight turn, the tips are folded in to complete a rectangle. When you tuck these two corners into the flaps underneath them, your letter is just transformed into its own envelope. All you need to do now is address it, add a stamp, and your letter is ready for posting. To make a fun and festive breakfast, start by pouring your pancake mix into a cleaned-out condiment bottle. Now dip some large metal cookie cutters into a small tray of cooking oil and set it on a pre-greased and preheated cooking pan. Now just pour in some pancake batter and give it a minute to cook. When the batter is firm, go ahead and remove the cookie cutter with a clean pair of pliers and your pancake will hold its shape. Now just finish them up in the usual way, then make a whole bunch more. Add some butter and a drizzle of maple syrup, and you've got a festive and impressive holiday breakfast. When you're wrapping packages, you know the frustration that comes when you can't find the edge of the tape. Then when you do find it, it's surprisingly difficult to get it up. The solution is a simple bread clip. There's a good chance you have one of these lying around, and all you need to do is just tuck it under the edge of the tape. This custom grab tab will save your spot without damaging the tape at all, and makes a nice little handle for pulling the tape up when you need it. If you don't have a bread clip, try using a penny instead. Your Christmas tree may be fake, but you can still enjoy the scent of a fresh-cut tree. Just take the air filter from your furnace and pick up a bottle of pine essential oil. And remember that a little goes a long way. Now add 10 to 20 drops on the backside of the filter, then place it back into position. Open up your air register, then sit back and enjoy the fresh, piney aroma. When the cookies are baked and ready for frosting, it can be a pretty messy job. And no matter how hard you try, they still look like they were frosted by a four-year-old. You can win this challenge by pouring your frosting into a few different condiment containers. Screw the caps on tight, and now you've got a much nicer cookie icer. This will give you so much decorating precision that your imagination is the only limitation. There's no sugary mess to clean up, and if you press the cap back on, your frosting will stay good for days. When the season's over and it's time to take the Christmas lights down, you know that throwing them in a bin just means you'll have a major rat's nest to deal with next year. Try using a simple extension cord holder instead. You can find these at hardware stores for about $1.50. When your lights are wrapped, plug the two ends of the cord together, and now you're guaranteed to be tangle-free. By the way, if you can't find one of these cord wrappers, try making one out of a piece of cardboard. It'll work just as well, and nothing beats the price of free. When you're entertaining friends with a nice warm chocolatey drink, go one step further by grabbing a potato peeler and their favorite chocolate bar. Carefully shave down one side of the candy bar and you'll see it creates a decorative chocolate garnishing. You can use these tasty shavings to deliciously garnish their drink or decorate anything else you can think of. Your friends will be super impressed and wondering why they never thought of this. Rather than letting all that wrapping paper go to waste, try removing little decorations like ribbons and bows. Then use something like glue or spray adhesive to attach the wrapping paper back to the box your present came in. Now cut a rectangle about the size of a postcard and reattach the bows and ribbons. Just like that, you've got an impressive thank you card to return your appreciation. Your family and friends will be blown away, and hey, it's better for the environment anyway. Well, there are a few ideas that will hopefully make your Christmas a little merrier. If you like these projects, perhaps you like some of my others. Check them out at thekingofrandom.com.
That was Donkin with Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Guys, do you have any plans for Christmas? Because I have on and off plans, like, am I actually going up north with my boyfriend? So I'll start with you, Mish. Do you have any plans for Christmas?
I think so. I think we're going to my family's place in Papakura. And then we might be going to Whirianga for a while.
Oh, nice. And you've told me in the past that you grew up in Whirianga.
I did. I have lived in Whirianga for about 7 years.
Oh, yes. And why did you make a move to Auckland?
We moved to Auckland because Dad left his job in Whiri.
Yeah.
And then I came to Auckland.
Oh, yes. And now you're Fiji Indian. Do Fiji Indians actually celebrate Christmas?
Yes, they do. They celebrate Christmas. Well, we do. I don't know about the rest.
And I've met your grandma, Aji, and she's made some beautiful Christmas decorations on her roof. Does she have a tree up yet?
Yes, she does.
Oh, great. And are they Christians? Because
yes.
They're not Hindi, right?
No. We are fully Christians.
Ah, yes.
So, yes.
Oh, wow. And do people, in the Indian culture, celebrate Christmas? Like really Indian?
Like Indian?
Yeah.
I think they do, but they have different beliefs, as you know.
Yes. So. Well, we went to Diwali.
Yes.
And that's one of their big celebrations of the year, isn't it?
Yeah. For Indians, Diwali is their Christmas.
Oh, right. And I did get you presents for that, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I do remember that. And, Josh, what are you doing for Christmas?
I don't know yet. Depends on what I am doing and what my family are doing. I normally go out there if they want me to go out there.
And that's out south too for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, luckily my family has to come over to me in West Auckland now. And do you usually put up a Christmas tree with your family, Josh, or do they do
no,
it?
No, they do it before I even go to the house.
Oh, right.
And I've helped a couple of times, but that was when I was little, but now I'm older and much more mature. But I still like, even if someone came up to me and said, hey, you want to put up a Christmas tree? Mm. I'll say, yeah. I'd love to help, you know, because it's a Christmas. It gets me into the Christmas spirit by putting up a Christmas tree and helping with the decorations.
God, Josh, I really need you over to my house to decorate my tree. I've got silver and blue decorations for my tree. It's the first time I'm putting up a Christmas tree. And I went and got it with my grandfather and my auntie that has come over from Sydney for a month.
Wow.
And we managed to fit it in the car. It's about 8 foot. And I'm not sure if I want to put tinsel on it because that's more of a New Zealand-Australian thing. And I've been watching YouTube videos on how to decorate a Christmas tree, and they're putting, like, ribbons on it and, like, flowers and things. I'm like, that's really American. So
I haven't heard of Christmas trees with flowers in it, but I know that Christmas tree is an actual tree, but, yeah, that.
Yeah, like poinsettias, I think they call them, the flowers, big red flowers that they put on them. And for me, for Christmas, I am cooking Christmas lunch for the first time. So thankfully, my mum is bringing desserts over, and I just have a ham and hopefully not a lamb to cook, and a chicken. That'd be really yummy. And it will be my first Christmas with my boyfriend. It's going to be like the movies, which I'm really chuffed about. The Rock Heroes with I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus.
Ooh la la.
Yeah. thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw mommy take off Santa Claus. One of me is being so snowy. What am I think would happen if daddy had only seen mommy kissing Santa Claus last?
You're on Radio Gaga 104.6 with Mel, Mish and Josh. And we're going to hear about Josh's graduation that he had last week from his course. Tell us about that, Josh.
Well, I graduated. Yay!
Woo!
Finally.
Finally? How long did it take you to graduate?
Well, I started in July.
Yes.
And I graduated last Thursday.
Wow, so 6 months.
Yes, 6 months.
Excellent. So what do you have in front of you then?
I have a certificate and it's got foundation level 2 written on it. And I'll get out my certificate.
Josh, tell me about your favourite thing that happened at your ceremony on Thursday.
Well, it was a very good day. It was an awesome day out. I listened to some Cook Island drumming, and then all of the people lined up to get ready to walk into the hall. We walked in by our classes, and then we graduated first. Our group was the first to graduate their the ceremony, and right. Then the second group, and then there was heaps of us. And then after that, the Islander dancers came back on stage, and they had their own little dance, and then me, a teacher, and some other students, we got on stage and we danced our butts off.
Wow.
To win some tickets to the Warriors VIP style.
Oh my gosh, Josh, that would have been lovely. And you went for lunch afterwards, didn't you?
Yes.
Great. Well, congratulations, Josh. We'll wrap up the show now. So I'd like to thank our sponsors, Renaissance Group, a supporting living provider in Auckland. And we'd like to wish you all a Merry Christmas. Would you like to say anything, Josh?
Yes, have a happy Merry Christmas and a happy New Year. And good tidings we bring to you and your King. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy New Year.
Thank you for joining us on the show today, Mish. I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, guys.
Bring us a figgy pudding and a cup of good cheer.